A Canton man with a history of sex offenses has been sentenced to nearly a decade in prison in a kidnapping case. 39-year-old Jamie Triplett received a 9-year, 9-month sentence today from Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett. A jury convicted Triplett of charges including tampering with evidence, disrupting public services, and criminal damaging last week, but acquitted him of abduction. Jackson Township Police say a 31-year-old woman was taken from a hotel on Sunset Strip Avenue Northwest September 19th and found safe the next morning at a motel in Perry Township. Triplett is a Tier 3 sex offender who had been released from prison just weeks before the incident. A Louisville man and woman faced charges after an October 23rd theft at Blue Coats Drum and Bugle Corps in North Canton. 33-year-old Dakota Dixon and 29-year-old Savannah Yoho were arrested Friday on warrants charging them with grand theft of a motor vehicle, breaking and entering, and theft. Yoho allegedly stole a trailer carrying two ATVs with Dixon following, and they dropped it off at a scrapyard in Canton. Surveillance cameras showed the vehicles back outside their home the next day. Both suspects were arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Canton City Council will consider legislation to demolish the historic Ritz apartment building. The nearly 100-year-old structure in the 700 block of 6th Street Northwest is vacant. Tonight's agenda includes an ordinance to contract Butcher & Son for the building's demolition, with funding of about $94,000 amended into the city's building code budget. Officials say the Ritz suffered extensive damage and longstanding code violations, making renovation impractical. The city may seek additional assistance through the Stark County Demolition Program. A man was arrested Saturday after an incident at McDonald's in Canton. 34-year-old Tyshawn Webb of Canton allegedly punched a man, attempted to spit on multiple people, and threatened two women by promising to turn with a gun and shoot them. Police say the incident prompted several 911 calls. Webb faces charges including assault, aggravated menacing, and inducing panic. Court records do not state at which McDonald's the alleged incident occurred. Webb's arraignment was held today in Canton Municipal Court. Mack Trailer is paying employees to show up. Last year, the company invested $2.6 million in its perfect attendance program, giving workers an additional $2 per hour and quarterly paid time off. More than 1,000 employees benefited, with some earning up to $6,000 for the year. The Lexington Township-based company says the program recognizes reliability, supports operations, and helps deliver better service to customers. The defense is presenting witnesses today in the aggravated murder trial of William Long of Lisbon, accused of killing his ex-wife Michelle in November 2023. Prosecutors rested Friday after presenting video and cell phone data tracking Long and Michelle the day of her death, showing Long's pickup near Michelle's Butler Township home just before the shooting. The 52-year-old faces charges including aggravated murder and murder. The trial continues in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. A new 10-year facilities master plan for the Public Library of Youngstown and Mahoning County recommends moving the Sebring branch to a new site. The report says the current library is too small and cannot be expanded to add needed meeting spaces and study rooms. A new standalone branch would improve visibility and accessibility with an estimated cost of $4.9 million. Library officials stress no decisions have been made. Any action would require board approval and depend on available funding. The current building on West Ohio Avenue also has ADA, plumbing, and electrical issues, with nearly $1 million in recommended upgrades. A second civil lawsuit has been filed in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court against Youngstown Ursuline High School following allegations of hazing during football trips. The latest suit alleges hazing, assault, harassment, and criminal negligence by the school, the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown, two football players, and their parents. It claims physical and sexual abuse occurred between 2022 and 2025 on school-sanctioned trips. The plaintiff, a former player, says coaches were aware of the alleged abuse and failed to act. Ursuline's head and assistant football coaches are named in the suit. The diocese says it is reviewing the matter and has no further comment. A federal judge has ordered a Georgia man and his company to pay more than $874,000 to Youngstown's S-Mail Entertainment after they forged contracts for hip-hop artists. Lewis Givens and Shaw Management provided false agreements for Glorilla, Money Bag Yo, and Skilla Baby, receiving payments but failing to deliver the performers. The fraud forced S-Mail to cancel the concert, refund tickets, and lose about $2.5 million in sales. The defendants did not respond to the lawsuit, leading to a default judgment against them. Mahoning and Trumbull counties are receiving $7.9 million in federal funds, including $5 million to repair runway 523 at the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport. FAA inspectors say the runway could be partially or fully closed without repairs. Additional funds will support Boardman's Route 224 safety project, Struthers water pollution control upgrades, and the Niles sanitary retention pump system. The federal trial of a Majorie man is underway today, accusing him of participating in a scheme that defrauded the Sharon, Pennsylvania-based primary health network of more than $2 million. 63-year-old John O'Brien is the final defendant to go to trial, facing conspiracy and wire fraud charges. Four co-defendants have already pleaded guilty and agreed to pay millions in restitution. Prosecutors allege O'Brien used his company, Teledata, to divert funds from the nonprofit. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.